This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, hello. Please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gradham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a new podcast. Here at Cyclone, it's a 4th of July themed podcast.
Number 84.
We're here at the Charterhouse Real Estate offices. Yeah, so, Mark, did you go through... I got a text from Mark earlier in the week that this is podcast number 84. Did you count them all, or was this your brother?
Heck no. No, it wasn't even my brother. It was a loyal podcast listener, Adam.
Oh, cool.
Who did go back and listen to every single one. And counted them.
That's
and
impressive.
Said, and said, this one is number 84. So we do need to plan something special for our episode 100.
So that'll be in 14 weeks.
Yep. So we're right in the middle of football season.
Well, yeah, we got to do something big.
Gray had not a horrible idea.
We should do an open house here. And I just have you get kegs here at the Charterhouse Real Estate.
And we invite all the loyal Fockers to come out and...
Yeah, come hang out at the Charterhouse offices.
Shoot some pool, have some hors d'oeuvres.
Can you do that legally?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You can have a keg of beer.
I can't charge the money
for
it.
Yeah, you can't sell.
I can't sell beer, but yeah. Why not? We have beer in the fridge right now.
We could have streamers. Like a clown, maybe.
Sarah's not here today, but I could just see her if she was here saying like, oh yeah, yeah, guys, I could totally set that up. I can. She's a helper, man.
Can we get the podcast, like, can we get speakers so people can be listening and they can be drinking and playing pool and then we're just talking right here?
I don't think we actually do the podcast during the event. I think we have podcast 100 and then we have an event too.
Now, if we do it like TV does it, you got to have a cake. They always have a cake, like a podcast 100th episode, like, cake.
And yeah. Like the caricatures of our faces.
Yeah.
Be perfect. The same, Johnny Illustrated one?
Yeah, same thing that's on Twitter.
I think Johnny Illustrated needs to refresh some of that stuff.
Of ours?
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys.
I like the one of me. He can keep that one.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I've never been more committed to anything in my life. To find out we've had 84 episodes of this.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Most things
come and go.
I always have a hard time coming up with a headline for the podcast because we bounce around on topics. I should just start doing Fawcast episode 84. Fawcast episode 85.
You really should.
That would make my life a lot easier.
It would.
Because I Adam, every time I'm like, what the hell should I call this?
It's a show about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Seinfeld of podcast.
It is a show about nothing.
I just got done interviewing Matt Campbell.
So how'd that go?
It's exciting.
Yeah, that will be up on the site tomorrow. Did you get it sold?
Hey, it's in the process. So that you just
I mean, I could put it up tonight, but I'm waiting on you.
That means no.
Hopefully, it is a pending transaction, as you guys like to call it in the real estate business, and put a pending sold sign on there.
Okay,
it's not.
That's good. So we're starting. It's a new series of podcasts, though.
Yeah,
is what. That's why I said we're not like selling the Matt Campbell interview specifically.
The Chris Williams podcast.
Is that where you're going with?
No, I kind of like CW off the record.
Whatever, we'll figure that out. I'm not too worried about it.
What would you think on that?
Same
Charter?
Concept.
That's not a bad title.
It's just me interviewing people like in a really chill format. Like today, it was me and Campbell exactly what we're doing here. We're sitting on a couch, just BS.
If we weren't the Fawcast, I would say off the record would be a good topic.
Yeah,
that's everything we say.
I'm fine with that. I don't really care.
Just a little bit of a teaser for people. What was the most interesting thing you learned about Campbell?
This is easy for me to answer. We talked about how. Well, I could sense it really irked him that when he took the job, and he goes in depth on this, the amount of like phone calls and stuff he took from like colleagues saying, "Oh man, that's a graveyard. What are you going there for? You can't win at Iowa State."
Really?
Yeah. And he goes on to tell me like that's what fuels him every single day when he wakes
Those
up.
Those coaches weren't wrong. Though hopefully he proves them,
and I told him that.
They would be wrong if he proves them wrong.
Well, exactly, yeah. But up to this point.
Well, and he talks about
they're right.
He's like, it wasn't exactly a football move to move me here. It was more of a like to family and fit are the biggest things with him.
Yeah,
and he felt like he fit in with the culture here much more than like I now that and he didn't talk about Missouri, but Missouri was courting him.
Sure.
Now that I've gotten to know him a little bit, and with all the racial stuff that happened at Missouri, so, I don't think he would have fit in there. Yeah. Like, I think that would have been I totally understand.
A lot of people would not fit in there with what's going on right now.
Absolutely. But now that I know him, and I've sat down and talked to him for hours now, like, I could totally see why a guy would pass up on Missouri and come to Iowa State. This guy specifically. It really makes a lot of sense to me.
Who
now.
Wants to get involved in poop swastikas? Nobody. Really.
Did they confirm that that was actually
No,
a poop?
I think that was, and here's, this is fitting. I think that poop swastika story was bullshit. See what I did there? I tied them
Do you?
No, I see. Yeah.
I think someone said they saw one and there was no proof of it.
Well, no, there's the photo of the poop swastika, but you can't really, like, it kind of looks like a swastika, but it's not like, it could also just be a poop stain too. Like, seriously, that's how I, because like my whole deal, I couldn't believe the outrage over. Like, now if it was legitimately and you know it was a guy doing a swastika with poop, then it's like, okay, that would infuriate me too.
Yeah.
But like if you just saw that picture, you kind of like, well, yeah, I mean, it kind of resembles one.
Here's my question: why infuriate? Why can't you just look at it and be mean? There's a dumbass out there. I mean, because they're just
exactly.
Dumbasses.
Exactly.
There's just stupid people.
There's a guy that plays with his poop.
Yeah, like I almost feel
I
sorry
just
for him.
Leave it there.
And he's got hate in his heart, and he's like, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Shocker. There's one racist running around.
Yeah.
I think the bigger deal there was that
because of the timing of when it happened.
Well, that and leading up to it, they've had a lot of racial tension on that campus. It's not a – this wasn't like a one-time deal where there's something racist that happened in Columbia. Missouri, the entire state of Missouri, I mean, when it comes to racial tension, there may not be a worse state in the union than Missouri. I mean, they've been conflicted the whole time. Like, are we the South? Are we the North? And it really, I mean, even to this day, it's controversial there. But, man,
we've gone off topic.
Wasn't expecting us to get on that topic.
So,
but back
to Campbell, though.
Yeah, but he was so honest, and it's a little different than the Prohm interview that was a hit a couple weeks ago. The Prohm interview, I really felt like we got a side of Prohm that people hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
I feel like people really were like, wow, look at that guy. He loosened up. He's funny. Like, in – with Campbell, I think people have come to kind of expect that, but we do get into some deeper topic. Like, he told a story that he's never told before on the night that he took the job, and I don't want to tease it too much before, but he says that on the podcast. Like, I've never told anybody this story, and it really gets you a better picture on why he's at Iowa State, and then you just get to know him. I mean, it's a lot like the Prohm interview in the sense that we're talking about like what he and his wife watch before they go to bed. I asked him if he believes in ghosts or not.
Of course. Your standard.
The important questions,
I don't just walk into the office and lob softballs, guys. It's hardball when I show up.
Did you ask him the most important question? Did he ever get Charter's gift basket?
You should have asked that one.
Crap, no.
Now that you're like buddies with him, you should be like, well, and he wouldn't have gotten it because I said give it to the wife.
Oh.
So he's off the hook, in my opinion. But did the wife get it? Or is it still up behind reception at the football office?
You know what you should really do?
Sold it.
You should get their address and send some Charter House t-shirts.
Some swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I saw it because someone pointed out, and to be fair, I never sent gifts, I don't think, to Prohm, but somebody got Prohm's kid a nice little riding lawnmower or tractor thing, obviously a toy, but that was on Twitter today. Prohm was thanking somebody for sending his kid a gift, and it's got a picture of his kid riding this new thing. So apparently, I got to go bigger.
You need to send Cass some Charter House swag.
I need to go bigger, and then he'll publicly thank me with photos. That's how it works. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna send each one of their kids $1,000 in cash, and just see if I get thanked on Twitter.
You start them all up a 529 fund.
Yeah, it'd be like, here's your college fund, started early, kids. So, the thing about Campbell that this is Iowa State fan through and through. I've never been more invigorated about the future of the program. I think he's a great fit. I'm super stoked that Smoke on the Water is dead.
Oh, we talked about that.
That's awesome.
It's pretty funny.
But the problem is, it's like, okay, either one, he won't succeed, which hopefully he will, but either one, he won't, or two, he will, and then get hired away. That's the Iowa State mentality in me. It's like, well, even if he is great, it won't last that long.
Yeah, but that's not a bad problem to have.
No, yeah, I agree with that.
Easier to get another a good coach if you just come off winning. There's nothing wrong with other schools wanting your team. It's terrible if you look at a guy's contract and he's got 5 years left and you go, God, we want to fire him next year, but we're going to have to pay him $20 million. That sucks.
Yeah.
I did tell him that, I mean, I don't think I'm like solely responsible for this, but I think that on this podcast,
we're spearheading the movement.
The Smoke on the Water deal. Like, I think that we were pretty boisterous about it, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's
You two are overdramatic about it, yes.
Hey, we got to change, so it worked.
Well, new coaching staff. You guys did not get it changed. Let's throw this out there. New coaching staff came in. They're changing it.
Yeah. However, the new coaching staff has heard a lot about the entrance song. And I basically got Campbell to admit, like, behind closed doors, he's like to his buddies, like, what in the hell is wrong with these people? Like, why are they so obsessed with entrance music?
Thank you. Thank you.
It's funny.
Well, we're only obsessed with it when it sucks.
No, but he went on, though, and he guaranteed that Iowa State, that Jack Trice Stadium will be the, like, craziest place in the country. Like, he says, like, after, like, well, you know, third down, bam, like, rap music, and this place is hopping. Like, it is – you're bumping the whole time. And
see, I would have liked to have been in that meeting. That would be an interesting meeting. Coaches meeting with whoever runs the music in the stadium and says,
probably marketing.
This is what we want. At these points in the game, we want this. That would be a cool meeting to be a part of.
Yeah.
But great, I didn't care. Music doesn't matter to these
guys. No, I like it on the third downs, pumping the crowd up for them. That matters to me. I just always think it's funny as far as the running out of – it's always funny what fans make a big deal out of.
Or you think about the fact that certain NFL stadiums or whatever, it's like every time a third down comes, they like start playing chimes or bells or just
they
whatever.
Get the music cranking in there as loud as possible.
They're known for doing something.
I'm perfectly fine with that. That to me is a little different than just entrance music.
What we've become known for, does this bother you or not? And it particularly bothered me because on the seats that I used to sit in, there was a guy right next to me that would participate in this. So we get a first down up there and they say, and that's another Cyclone. First down. Well, this guy right next to me, a larger fellow, stands up and kind of turns around. So he's facing the back part of the stadium where more fans can see him. And he does the full like tomahawk chop arm wave in front of my face, like pointing to that part of the field.
Yeah.
That's annoying, dude. If you want to sit in your seat and say it with the announcer, but getting up and doing like the first down motion.
Yeah, I do that.
You're such an idiot.
Yeah, I do that, man. You know what? It always cracks me up, though, when we're getting our asses kicked, and it's like our first down in two quarters or something like that. That's another Cyclone first down. Another?
Another.
Like, what was the last one?
That's the first Cyclone first down.
Oh,
baby.
Man.
I love it. So, not to – hey, I know you guys like talking Iowa State sports, but I've got some important life questions for you. Here.
Oh, geez.
So, first of all, I've had this debate with people recently. What is the Spanish word for cheese?
Queso.
Queso, correct. So, I've had this debate that if you go and there's a Mexican restaurant, Cazador, right behind us here.
Yeah, Maria, she used to work out with me.
Good food.
Maria is the wife of the owner.
My wife and I were debating this and a few other people, and I said, if you went in and ordered chips, or they usually bring you chips and salsa, and then you say, can I get some queso, and they'll bring you cheese dip, basically. But if you said, can I have some cheese with that, they're still going to bring you the exact same thing. And the argument on the other side is, no, queso's different. Queso's not. And I'm like,
It's white cheese with like some sort like what peppers or some certain stuff.
I don't
in
think
it.
They serve it with peppers though. I don't. I'm
some
not
places,
saying
they. It's not just white cheese typically. Isn't there stuff usually in the queso?
I'm usually just seeing a white melted cheese.
I'm sure every place is different.
That's what I see. What do you like? Do you order queso? Do you ever get it?
Yeah, get it all the time.
Does it have stuff in it, or is it just cheese?
It depends on where you go.
Yeah, some places are different.
Some places will have, like, if you go to the Fuzzy Taco Shop, they had the, serious, I'm not even.
Hey, you're not on KXNO right now, right? They're not paying Cyclone Fanatic crap, right?
I'm not even making a joke. It's like they put, like, you know, some onion and some chives and stuff like that. But if you go, there's this place in Altoona that Ashley and I go, and it's just white cheese.
Yeah.
Which
is the way I like it. But I was telling Gray this earlier. So we do this thing when we go to a Mexican restaurant specifically where we assimilate to the culture much more than we would in an Asian restaurant. And I'll give you an example of this. So maybe it's because a lot of us took Spanish in school. That was a real common language that a lot of people took in high school or college.
C.
Yeah. So we go in there, and that's our chance to use what we know, right? So a lot of people will try to order completely in Spanish, or they'll
dos cervezas, por favor.
Exactly, or they'll say hola to the waiter. You know, they'll do one of those. But even if they aren't using Spanish, we'll order in an accent, right? So, Gray, you were saying earlier, like, if you order, what would you order in a Spanish restaurant?
Oh,
chimichanga.
Yeah, but you change your dialect, right?
You're
You know, however that would sound in Spanish.
But it helps them to understand it.
We roll our R's. Huevos
and they think
rancheros.
If you do that, they think you're an idiot.
Exactly.
No,
but
they don't.
But we do it. We do it. We don't go in and say, I'd like huevos rancheros, please. We say, I like huevos rancheros.
Yeah, that's racist.
We do it all the time.
It's not racist.
But what we don't do.
What a flipping world.
But what we don't do is we don't go into a House of Chin up in Ames or you know, Jade Garden here in Ankeny or anywhere else and say, I take a 2 egg rolls, a Daniel-san.
That's racist.
I take an egg roll and I take an orange chicken. We don't do it.
Why do you have to put the
why do we not do it? That's my question.
That reminds me of the Seinfeld, the cigar store Indian episode.
Yeah.
Where Jerry asked the mailman the nearest Chinese restaurant, and he's happens to be Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, why you ask me?
Yeah.
Hey, American, where's the next hamburger hot dog stand?
But am I right?
Yeah, you're exactly right now that I think about it. Yeah.
We do it, and I don't know why we do it. There's probably a reason out.
Yeah, because when I go to
we take Spanish classes. We know how to roll. Have you ever taken a Chinese class before?
You don't. Nope.
No.
Nope.
When I went to Mexico the last time, I specifically remember sitting at the bar and totally trying to sound like have a Hispanic. Like I don't know if you can have a Hispanic accent.
Sure you can. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't. Hispanics are everywhere though. Like it's not like a.
Well.
Like you. You know, like, but you they have, like, a southern
they
accent.
Enunciate a little bit differently, right? Or they,
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, Hispanic, you're covering an entire, that's a massive deal. That's not like calling somebody a Latino or a Mexican or.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Hispanic's basically covering everything, but whatever.
Like whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's an insightful thought, Mark.
I just don't know why it exists, but it definitely does.
So next time you go to this restaurant behind here, are you going to order just plain? Be like, I'll take a number 2.
No, so what I am going
to
do.
I should get Maria to come on the podcast. She could explain.
We go as a Charterhouse group over there at times. The next time I go, I'm going to test the theory. And I'm going to say, I'd like chips and cheese and see what they bring me.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you do that?
Well, if you say chips and cheese, yeah. But, I mean, if I just say, hey, I'd like queso, they're bringing chips with the queso.
Okay, well, normally they bring chips automatically.
So
I'll just say, I'd like cheese, please.
Yeah. And you know what they're going
to say?
Oh, you mean queso?
I really doubt they're going to say that.
I bet that's what they say.
By the way, have you guys ever seen this before? So is it Yeezy? Like, what is the brand, Kanye's shoe brand?
Adidas, isn't it?
But is it, like, are they called Yeezy?
Adidas is buying it or something.
Okay, but whatever. But right behind me at this restaurant, this Cazador, they've got essentially a version of the crane game, you know, where you get the stuffed animal or whatever. But in this version, they've got shoes in the machine. And I was talking to the girl that runs the front desk up there at the counter. And she was pointing at a pair and said, those are $1,200. And they're in an arcade game, 50 cents or something to try to play it. Now, obviously, it's pretty tough to win. I don't even know what you have to do to win. Because it isn't the crane game. It's some version of that.
$1,200 for shoes?
Yeah, in this vending machine.
Are they like Iron Man shoes that make you fly up?
I don't know, but she said they're super expensive, so I think I want to like take a buck over there.
Do you guys like Kanye, or do you think he's a douche?
He's a giant douche.
Yeah, he's probably the biggest douche ever, but I would say that, and I don't get it, because he should be super, super rich. Remember a few months back, he was asking Zuckerberg for a loan, and he was saying how broke he was, like 30-something million bucks in debt. It's like, I don't understand why you guys won't help a brother out. Like, those were the tweets.
Yeah.
Was that had to have been BS, I think.
Yeah, I guarantee he was just screwing around.
No, I think he's broke.
I mean, there's no way that Kanye.
But all the news channels and stuff were talking about it.
Doesn't he do a lot of clothing stuff and he tries to sell it, like you said, shoes for $1,200? If you're putting all this money and stuff into shoes, who's buying those shoes for $1,200?
I don't know, but he's married to Kardashian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's married to Kim Kardashian.
So, yeah, I don't.
I love that they named their kid Northwest.
The Kardashians, they have a lot of money?
Saint is the other one.
What do they do? I honestly, God, I've never watched a Kardashian show.
Don't they do? Kim sells everything.
You don't know like the whole like story of Robert Kardashian and...
I know him and OJ are buddies.
Yeah.
That's about, I mean, honestly, that was kind of their nothing of the Kardashians.
That was kind of how it all began.
Not to defend them, but in their defense, they do own clothing stores now called Dash, so that's something they actually physically sell, which is a product,
yeah.
I guess. And I'm sure she has makeup lines and, you know, butt videos and...
Daddy likes her a lot.
All sorts of stuff.
Do you really?
Is she your favorite Kardashian?
No, you love Khloe. He loves Khloe.
I don't like Khloe. And Courtney's kind of a bitch. So, yeah, Kim is.
Wait, there's one called Courtney?
Yeah.
See, I know Khloe because
Courtney is probably the most normal looking of the three.
Yeah. She looks like a girl you'd see walking around Ankeny.
Yeah, Khloe has gotten a million times better, by the way.
Yeah.
Khloe has?
Khloe used to look.
She was the black sheep at the start.
She was the black sheep.
Surgery can help out a lot.
She's the one that was married to Lamar. Maybe still is married to Lamar.
No, they're done.
Well, but I thought they were about ready to be done, and then he had his episode, and then she came back.
No, they weren't. At that time, they weren't officially divorced.
That's what I'm saying.
They were separated. Yeah. I don't know if they're divorced.
No, they're done.
Yet or not.
You know that you keep up on this?
Yeah. They're done. They're not together.
Do you watch the show?
Are they officially divorced?
No, I don't, but I love Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, no, they're not together.
Well, together, are they divorced?
They're divorced, yes.
That's all I'm asking.
Yes.
Looking
I've told you a million times.
No, they're for some clarity here.
They're not together.
He clearly doesn't believe you when you say that they're divorced.
I mean, my
God.
He
didn't say divorce. He said they're not together. That's
Speaking
different.
Of models, Jared Holman, where are they now coming up on the site later today? He's dating a model, I guess.
A Victoria's Secret Angel, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. God bless America.
How much? God bless America. God bless Jared Holman.
What is he doing for a living?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to edit it yet.
We'll find out here later on this evening.
Yeah. No. Once I'm done with this, I'm going to get this up on the site, and then I'm going to drive home and hopefully get that up on the website.
Nice. Is there such thing as too much content? Because I feel like we're just cranking out content left and right, man. And we're just killing it.
It's exhausting when you edit it all, and like, it's just, and it's great because our guys are killing it.
Yeah.
It's like every 5 minutes, I've got one of our guys
sending you a story.
Yeah. Like, hey, this is ready. Hey, this is ready.
Yeah.
Hey, this is ready.
And you know what? It's off season too. Imagine what it's going to be like during the season.
Jeez, you're not kidding around. It's going to be awesome. Yep. No, I'm excited for Rob's feast. Jared Holman is, I've said it numerous times, my all time favorite Iowa State basketball player.
And Niang hasn't passed him yet.
Ooh.
Ooh.
They're tied.
Yeah, see, Niang's passed him for me, but Holman's up there. He's one of my favorite.
Yeah, pre-Niang, Holman was my favorite by far.
I love Holman.
He's such a badass.
Why do you guys like him so much?
Because he's a badass, man.
He was tougher than hell. He was like, you know, everyone always says, oh, man, we really miss a Dustin Hogue.
Nah, no, you miss a Jared Holman.
You miss a Jared Holman.
You throw a Jared Holman on any of those Fred teams.
Jeez. And he actually had soft touch.
He could shoot. He could run the floor, and he'd punch you in the face, too.
He would not. He wasn't scared of anybody. Was not scared of anybody.
I love the fact that Jared Holman was like a small-town farm boy.
Yeah.
And ends up traveling the world, playing European ball, dating Victoria's Secret models. It's a great story.
It is. It really is fascinating.
Yeah. Do we know the name of this model?
Yeah.
I can Google while we're watching?
Google Jared Holman girlfriend.
I think it's worth me commenting on this, so I should probably look
I don't know who she is, but somebody was telling me this. He's dating the...
I believe I told you that.
Okay. I've got it here. What's her name? Her name is...
She's from like Brazil or something, I believe.
From Brazil. I'm looking here. Tony, I don't know.
This is great radio right here.
Well, we're focused on something.
I'll tell you this. That
it's okay.
I'm going to give you five more seconds, and then we're moving on.
Well, I'm finding somebody. I'm like, I don't know if that's it. Hey, there's three of us here. You guys can carry on a conversation.
Here we go. Jared Holman, Laiz.
There it is.
Ribeiro.
Is she good? Is she a looker?
I'm going to.
No, she's hideous.
Now that I know her name.
Okay.
I
gotta, what a ridiculous question.
All right, we're going to describe this. Yeah, she looks very ethnic. She is Brazilian.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
She's Brazilian.
How would you say her name?
That seems racist.
How would I say it?
How would I say it
in an Asian restaurant?
She's very ethnic.
Would you say Laiz Ribeiro?
Yeah, she's not ugly.
No, she's not.
Did you see when, God rest his soul, when Vroman died, like going through his Instagram?
Oh, jeez.
My God, that guy was living the life.
We were talking about his buddy last week when you were gone. We were talking about Dan Bilzerian, who hung out with Jackson. They were very good friends, apparently. And Dan lives the epic single life. Like, if you could picture the greatest single life you could ever live, that's
just
him.
Hot women, loft apartment.
Lots of money, cars,
cash,
everything.
Yachts.
Yeah. Yep, yep, exactly. And Jackson was apparently part of that.
That'd be fun to live for, like, 2 years. 2 years, I'd be done.
Well, like I said, the same guy is in his late 30s, maybe. He's already had two heart attacks. So, must be partying a little bit too rough.
Probably.
I would think.
Probably.
I'm proud to say I'm 37 and haven't had a single one yet. So that's good.
I keep watching Iowa State blow football games like they did to Kansas State, and I'll be having one soon.
Hey, that's another thing that Campbell said that was impressive.
What?
We were going through the history of Iowa State football.
He knows how to when to down the ball, when to take a knee. Is that what was impressive?
I hope so.
Okay.
Why'd you have to go negative here? This was a positive comment I was about to make.
Oh no, I went negative so that this.
No, we were talking about like that game last year, the Iowa State Toledo game, and he was like, "We didn't even play well. That was a culture win. Our guys, like when we got hit, like we didn't put our heads down. We kept playing." We kept hitting those guys and all this stuff, and
that seems a little like.
No, I like that. I like the comment though, because we were talking about in general. Like I told him about 2005 and 2012, where I thought Iowa State really let seasons slip away from them. 2005, they should have been at least 10-2.
Yep.
2012, they realistically should have been 8-4. I think.
Yep.
Under one of the worst schedules in college football, too. Worst meaning hard, and culture-wise, Iowa State blew a lot of those games. Were games they should have won, and they couldn't do it because they hung their heads. And
the kids are used to losing.
Yeah, and like, and that's what he talked about, like creating your own luck. And
yeah,
it's what the Cubs are going to have to overcome come the playoffs. I'm not. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the history of losing, and the media starts asking you, "Hey, you're not supposed to win these many games. You're not supposed to do this. Are you?"
Campbell's interesting because that shows you, in my opinion, how one act can change the entire future. And that act was that missed field goal in that game at Toledo. If we beat Toledo in that game, I don't think Campbell is the head coach right now.
You beat Toledo, I mean, then you could make an argument that, you know, the wheels don't fall off and they win
Kansas
a couple
State, of they beat
yeah.
somebody else.
Yeah, so, and especially since I don't think you go out and hire the coach of the team you just beat, too. I think that's added to the fire. It helps that he beat us.
So he's going to bring this culture to Colton Etten to make him make that field goal? I mean.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Winning's contagious.
No, I agree it's contagious. I just think, I don't know.
What do you want him to say, Adam?
I'm not ripping him for this guy. It just seems a little bit more of like a shock job media after one game kind of comment by him a little bit. Like, oh, that was a – we just willed our way to win. Well, you missed a field goal. I mean, I missed a 35-yard field goal. That, I don't know. How is that a culture win, having a guy just miss a field goal? Oklahoma State lost to us via a field goal, and I believe their culture of winning was a lot better than ours at that time. It, sometimes you just – shit happens. Yes, I'm more of a shit happens kind of guy in certain aspects.
Yeah, but in that case, shit shouldn't have happened because of our losing mentality. We didn't center the ball.
Well, that and we should have probably just scored a touchdown.
A winning coach, I think, would have played it differently.
That, they're all valid points.
I actually very much agree with you on that one. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. So anyway.
I hope we never kick field goal again the rest of for all of football.
He didn't tell me this today, but it sounds like that Francis kid could be in the mix.
I don't care.
I don't like it when I hear, like, you say that a lot, and that means there's a competition in the mix, because in the mix means he might get the job. He might not get. I want to hear this guy's got the job because he's kicking like 100% right now. He's an awesome kicker.
I can't tell you that.
Like, why is it so tough to get a great kicker?
Our kicker's average. He's okay. He's not bad.
I know he's not a horrible kicker, but why is it so tough to get a great kicker? And this is more not about Iowa State. This is just more about kickers.
Dude, is it that should get Seton to
the practice. Is it that tough to have 100 great field goal kickers?
It's a very high-pressure job.
In the country? Every school can have one? I mean, it doesn't seem like that's what you would need, 100 great kickers out of all the people that play high school football.
You golf, right?
Yes.
You go out, me, you, and Williams, and we go golfing. No nerves. We're all buddies. We don't care. All of a sudden, you go to Ankeny Chamber event, right? There's 20 people on the tee box watching you hit the shot. You're a little bit more tight, right? Your butt cheek's a little tighter. You're just thinking to yourself.
Butt cheeks are tighter.
The grip's tighter. You're thinking, don't swing and miss. Imagine that as a kicker, 60,000 people. It's different for like a running back. They just get the ball, they run. They don't have to think about it. Kickers, they run out there. They have, 30 seconds before they kick the ball. Everyone's eyes are on them. That's a pressure kick, man. I don't care. I feel bad for kickers.
It's still technique, though. I mean, it's still technique. You're still doing the same things over and over and over again.
I mean, it's the same. Jordan Spieth. The guy's hit how many little flop shots in his life? Go out to the Masters with the pressures
but
on.
But what makes some of the kickers so great, though? They're better at handling that pressure. Florida State's kicker that just got drafted, Aguayo, was like one of the best ever.
Some dudes just have stones, man.
That guy was money.
Jared Homan had massive balls.
He did have big balls.
Still does, probably.
They're a little less massive.
What are you guys doing for the fourth?
I'll probably go up to the lake.
To Okoboji?
Little Okoboji.
What, like the third best lake in Iowa?
I think it's officially the first.
You think officially?
Yeah.
What would one and two be?
Well, Sun Valley is clearly number one.
Okay, because you're biased towards them, but that's fine. What's number two then? If you call it third, I'm just curious.
Number one is definitely Okoboji.
Yeah, it probably is Okoboji. First,
if you were saying you could build a house on any lake in Iowa, where would you want to do it? It's Okoboji.
I've never been to Okoboji. I've been to Spirit Lake, but I've never been
Okoboji's on Okoboji's nice Clear because lake, Okoboji is unique. Panora. Okoboji is a large lake, but it's also in the middle over 150 feet deep. So it's not like a little shallow lake. I mean,
it's an actual lake.
Yeah.
But what does that do for anybody, though? What is it? I mean, if it's 150 or
it keeps the water. It keeps the water super clean, for one thing.
Have you ever been to Sun Valley? Have you seen how clean that water is down there?
You pooped in it once. I don't want to go there. So Spirit Lake is right next to – that's another nice one.
It's a nice lake.
Yeah.
Clear Lake's, like, kind of nasty. It's not clear at all.
Clear Lake is not clear. Panorama, in fact, they dredged it not that long ago because it was shallow. I used to go to a vacation Bible school camp growing up.
Really paid off.
I know. For a week. And I remember summers. It was right on Clear Lake. And there was a summer once where you could almost walk out to the middle of that thing. And you still weren't underwater. I mean, it was so shallow. But no, that was a good time.
I'm thinking about making some jorts.
You are not.
Taking some jeans that I don't wear much and making jorts for the
please
weekend.
Please don't, dude.
No, I'm thinking about it.
That is not a good
look. I'd stop thinking about that.
No, I think I'm really going to do it.
For what?
For the fourth.
You know how I invited you down to Sun Valley? You come down wearing that, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Thanks for the invite too, Gray, by the way.
I don't think we're probably going to go anyways.
Gray never invites me anywhere.
He told me he was going to be down in Southern
Well,
Iowa,
I think I might go down fishing.
Stop by.
I think we'll stop by. I don't think I'm going to stay, though, because dogs aren't welcome. I'm not.
Dogs aren't welcome. Huh?
Dirks is good. Wherever I go, Dirks is going.
Yeah, that's weird.
No.
Do you ever take your dog into a store?
Yeah, PetSmart.
Well, don't no, like
well,
any
Pet
store.
Smart's normal. That's
I swear I'm seeing more people. We're not talking about
it's
guide
weird,
dogs
It's weird, isn't
here.
It?
Comfort
like,
dogs.
You'll be like, I'll be in Hy-Vee
comfort
or whatever.
Comfort dogs my ass.
I'll be in Hy-Vee and I'll just
Paisley
see somebody
was a
with
comfort
their
dog.
Dog.
I could take her into stores.
No, comfort.
All you have to tell someone if they're like, why is your dog in here? You just say, I have epilepsy.
I went in
they
to
wouldn't
get
be able to tell you don't.
I went in to get a flu shot from Walgreens. The lady comes up. She brings her dog, puts it on the counter at the pharmacy, and I'm sitting there, and everyone's like, oh, what a cute dog. And I'm like, am I the only one that thinks this is freaking weird?
Yeah. It's because you hate dogs.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. A dog has no place being in a pharmacy, let alone on the table.
What if it's a blind
it's
dog?
Happening more and more.
Huh?
What if it's to
it
help the blind?
It was not a blind dog. It was a
– That woman needs help. She's probably old. Oh my God. The dog helps her get around. Why do you hate animals so much?
I'm not letting you take me there. I'm not doing it. You can try. I'm not going there.
You hate animals.
No, I don't hate animals. I just
yes, you do.
I think it's absurd.
That's the God honest truth, though.
I do not hate animals. I'm legitimately scared of a lot of animals.
I was away from Dirks all last week. Yeah. He was at the kennel when I was on vacation, and this weekend he's going to be with me wherever I go.
I have no problem with that.
And you told
me. You showed me last night. a picture of you sleeping in bed with your red underwear on. Very disturbing picture.
It was my Duluth Training Company underwear.
Yeah, no, I didn't need to see that. But anyway, and your dog is laying there in the bed with you.
Yeah, I cuddle with him every
night.
That's
freaking weird.
No, it's not. It's normal.
I'm happy that you like your dog because I'm to the point now where I don't like my dog anymore. Like,
yeah,
it sounds horrible, but if I came home today and my dog was dead, I'd be okay with that.
Jeez.
I mean, she's older, so she just reached full annoyance stage.
Like, you know what they do back home when that happens.
Yeah, I know, but the bladder thing has definitely changed with her. She'll come in middle of the night now, roof, like wants out. I'm like,
oh, God forbid an elderly person has to pee.
And doesn't it scare you going into your new house and the dog's going to be pooping?
Do you realize what your kids are going to be like when you're 85? They're going to feel the same way about you.
Yeah, but they have retirement homes for this reason.
I'll have somebody taking care of me.
Where's the dog retirement home?
In the ground.
Yeah.
They get that bad, put them down.
Yeah, I don't think that my sound sounds funny now.
It does all of a sudden. I didn't touch anything.
You yanked on that cord. I don't know if you screwed something up when you did that.
Just keep talking. The listeners probably can't even tell.
No, I do not hate animals. I'm scared of animals. I've said this many times. I don't. I have a dog.
I know, and you treat it like crap. Like, your wife does everything for that dog.
Well, she does a lot of it. I don't treat it like crap, though.
Yes, you do. You don't even want it to be around.
Would you get another dog if you wanted
to? No, there's no way. Probably you don't even take care of the one that you have. Why would you get another one?
That's not true. My wife was gone all week, and I took care of the dog the whole time.
How much love did you give it?
Did I let it sleep with me in bed? No.
How much love did you give it?
Like, what is love?
Look, like, a pat on the head. Like, pat on the head.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
How many kisses?
None.
Do you let your dog make out with you, like French kiss you? Like,
he doesn't.
Some people do that.
Your dog is a humping machine.
He loves people. Dirks is more like I grab his nose, and I kiss his nose. Yeah. He doesn't like lick me. He's not much of a licker. He licks, like, at night when I'm sitting there on like my laptop, he will lick my feet. That's what Dirks does.
Like, I've never understood the argument, and I've never seen the study that says a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth.
That's not true. That's a total myth.
Because I see my dog licking her vagina constantly.
Yeah.
So it can't be that clean.
They lick their own ass and then they'll lick each other's ass.
And my dog goes and eats cat turds out of the litter box.
No,
dude. So my dog's mouth ain't cleaner than nothing.
My wife hates it when people come into the clinic and say stuff like that because she's like, that's not true. Like, that dog's mouth is a lot dirtier than yours.
Yeah.
Like, and they'll eat, like, Dirks will just eat, like, a pile of crap in the backyard. Like, it's like a dead bird. He's like, oh, yeah, let's go.
It's what dog lovers said and spread as a rumor, and people just bought into it to try to
make
it. Well,
I'm a dog lover, and I'm telling you it's a myth.
So, hey, does your dog sleep with you in your bed?
No.
Him and his wife sleep there, and the dog sleeps right in the middle of them.
Yeah.
But, like, in the middle down by the feet or in the middle
by the head?
He has his own pillow.
See, that's a little weird.
A little weird.
Well, especially because Dirks is big.
75 pounds.
He's big.
It's a lot of
money. What happens in the middle of the night when you want to get amorous? Are you just like, hey, buddy, get out.
What we do, like, we read before we go to bed.
Yeah.
And, like, Dirks.
You guys are already, like, 50 years old.
They are.
Dirks will lay in between us. And then, so let's say we sit down to read at, like, 11. Dirks will lie there for about a half hour, an hour, and then he gets hot.
Yeah.
And then I always have a one of those square fans,
Yep.
And he goes and just lays in front of it and sleeps.
What is he getting after? Does he, like, lick your ass? Like, as you're, like, going after him? He doesn't do that?
No. That's really.
Does he stare at you the whole time? Does it
bother
you?
No, he's usually asleep by then.
Do you feel awkward ever doing it in front of your pets?
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Like, my dog just gives me a stupid look. She just lays on the floor and watches the whole time, dude, just stares at us.
That used to really bother me, but it doesn't now.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
You just wonder what they're thinking.
We used to have a cat that would, he would want to get involved. Smoke.
Smoke wanted some action.
Cats terrify me.
See, your hatred for animals is coming through.
I guess.
Just like your dad.
My dad actually doesn't hate animals at all. He just hates them in the house. And what are you going to do?
Well, and that's why I'm being honest. That's why I can't stay at the lake. I got to have a place for Dirks.
All right. That's fair.
He'll just have to sit out in the truck while we come and say hi.
Okay.
You know, it's a man and his dog. It's an American story. It's fine.
Because if I'm going fishing down in southern Iowa, Dirks is going with me.
Who is your dog before Dirks?
Paisley.
Paisley. Same type of dog, though?
Yeah. She was a female golden retriever.
You're a golden guy.
Yeah, that's my breed.
My wife tells me we're getting a King Charles.
Oh, those are great.
Spaniel.
That's what we talked about.
Those are
supposedly that's the best dog ever.
My
like family dog.
Did she talk to my wife?
I don't think so.
Anytime somebody asks my wife, like, family dog, but we don't want to, like, she'll always say golden retriever.
Yeah.
But if you don't want a big one, that
smaller.
Yeah. The King Charles is, like, the best dog.
Apparently.
Does it shed?
Spaniels usually don't. They've got more of, like, a oily, curly fur than
the shedding.
See, that's my whole deal, though. Like, if you have a dog in your house, like, shedding is what is to be expected.
There's certain dogs that don't shed, though.
Yeah, and they're usually
I will admit,
dogs.
We're moving in about 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks, we're moving to the new house. And it is annoying knowing we're moving to this nice new house and we're taking animals with us.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. There's nothing I can do about it.
Because you guys are animal haters.
Well, I own two animals. Well, I don't hate them. I mean,
well,
you just said
if your dog died, you wouldn't even care.
I've had my fill of my dog. She's been around for 10, 11 years. I don't need her for 14. I'm sorry. That makes me a monster.
So obviously you're not a dog lover. If you would look forward to the day that your dog dies.
I tolerate my dog, and at times she's a good dog, but more often than not anymore.
Mark, you're not coming
horrible.
Off as a dog lover here.
I didn't say I'm a dog lover.
He's actually making me look really good at this, and I like that.
No. As always, Gray doesn't just want to come out and say the truth, and I will. But no, I like my dog. My dog's okay. We've had some good times. But I don't need any more good times. You know, I'm okay if she goes to doggy heaven. It's fine.
All dogs go there.
Exactly.
Back to the point, though, I am going to make some jorts, I think. Because I got to get, like, a good America outfit for the 4th.
That has Southwestern Iowa written all over it, man.
It's fine.
You can put a little chow in?
No, I don't do that.
Are you doing jorts with the wife beater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I won't do the wife beater. I'll just do the tank, the bro tank.
Do you have it? U.S. flag bro tank?
No, but I could probably run over to Bass Pro and get one. They've got...
Oh, yeah.
My dad legit has a shirt that's a flag.
I believe that. He loves America.
He's a patriot.
If I drove through Clarinda, and it would take me, what, 3 minutes to do that, probably?
No, it'd take you a little longer than that.
It's a little bigger than you think. Would
I see a Confederate flag anywhere?
No.
Nobody flies
no,
in there?
No, we're not in Confederate.
You got to go a little bit more Missouri for that?
Yeah, well...
Southern
I saw a bunch of Confederate flags in Florida last week. I was surprised because, you know, I don't think of like the South and Florida. It doesn't really.
Because you get a lot of people from up north.
Yeah, like it's all the rich people from the north who go down there.
Yeah. You still have some people that were. Yeah.
But yeah, I was surprised. Like stores you go in, like they still sell them everywhere. I used to have one. I've told that story.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
But no, we don't do the Confederate flag thing. It's all America down in Clarinda, baby.
America.
God bless it.
America. Do they have a big fireworks show over there?
They do. It's like a town like 5 miles away.
Yeah.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Nice. You like the fireworks?
Yeah. I think they're a total waste of money.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about all the money like people spend on fireworks every year.
Yeah, but you think about it. There's... Where else would that money go? They'd waste it in some other way. The cities, wouldn't they?
Probably.
It's nice to have kids that are getting into it. Last year was the first year that Seton really was excited for fireworks. You know, before that, he was asleep or...
Do you play Toby Keith for him?
No.
That's what I do. I get the best of Toby Keith.
Of course you do.
And crank it on the 4th of July. We'll put a boot in their ass. See
you, no, you know what?
Way.
You know what song I hear, though? I hear the, is it Lee? Proud to be an American. Yeah, that song.
That's the most, like, cliche 4th of July song.
I know, but
far.
You hear it.
Oh, yeah.
You hear it. Yeah, we watch over the dock, so, like, they shoot them off over the lake. And we always get the pre-fireworks show. There's a neighbor that goes down in his dock. And this is the guy that went to Missouri sometime during the year and bought everything.
Oh, just stocked up.
Everything. And he puts on his own fireworks
show. $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, just one after another. Almost to the point, it's like, we get it. We get it. You know, 50 was fine. We don't need 500 of these things.
Did you guys, when you were kids, used to have bottle rocket wars?
Oh, absolutely.
Those are fun.
I was too scared for that.
Oh, man, my cousin and I shoot the shit out of each other in those things.
I grew up reading a book. There was a book, going back to Sight Dogs, there was a book called Follow the Leader. That I read growing up, and it was about a kid that goes blind in a fireworks accident, and then it's about him and his new dog and all that stuff.
Oh, but dogs have no place around humans, though.
And that freaked me out. So Yeah, way to be
not in the bed, Williams.
Way to be gray and go way over the top with what I said. You're pulling a gray.
Those goddamn blind dogs.
Yep. So
helping the blind people. Oh,
guide dogs are awesome, dude. My wife used to work around those in her old job.
If you do like, if you are in Hy-Vee and you see like a therapy dog, like the worst thing that like you could do is approach them though.
Yeah.
Because those dogs are like specially trained and
yeah.
Like, they're focused in on helping their owner.
My dad
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to approach him.
Yeah.
No, but, like, kids do, though.
Yeah. No, they do.
They don't know the difference. It's like, oh, that's a cute. And those dogs will never, like, bite anybody. They're super sweet
My
dogs.
Dad back in school had a blind person in one of his classes. So the dog would lay on the floor during the class. And he said the dog used to rip the smelliest farts ever.
Just yeah.
You know, dog farts, dude, that, yeah. like, fill the room with a fog.
Dirks will do that.
That type.
It's horrible.
Yeah, nobody could be like,
well, I do it too, so I can't kill him.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing.
Dog farts are the worst, dude.
So you're going up to the lake this weekend?
I think so, yeah.
Wait, Friday? Heading up for the whole. You staying the whole length of the week and come back Tuesday? Or
I don't know, man. My world's a little weird right
now.
Do
you just leave your dog out in the heat and hope that it comes back? You come back and it's dead?
No.
You drop it off at a kennel?
We actually, no. I mean, this is how much I like my dog. We let it stay home and in the air conditioning, and we hire someone to come over and.
Let it out.
Let it out a few times.
Walk it.
No. It's ironic because we never walk our dog, ever.
Sounds like it has a great life.
Never walk our dog, and we took it to the vet the other day, and I was hoping we were going to get some bad news, and the vet said, for being 12, she's in fantastic shape, maybe a little overweight, but in fantastic shape. I'm thinking, what am I doing wrong? Here, we don't walk it at all.
The dog's got another good 6-7 years, Charlie.
I'm like, come on. My wife actually texted
me. This is the worst thing I've ever heard in
my life.
My
wife actually texted me after she took him to the vet and said, I got some bad news for you. And then she goes, she's in great shape.
This is so terrible.
Man, Chris, don't let your wife listen to this, man.
Oh,
man. She's really going to hate me.
Did you, what do you do with your dog, Gray? Just leave it out in the heat to die?
Yeah. No, we're taking it to PetSmart.
PetSmart?
Yeah.
They board over there?
Yeah, they board there.
Interesting.
A doggy hotel.
Well, is that not good enough for you? You probably, if you board your dog, you probably take it where there's like a TV and they feed it ice cream.
Yeah,
every day.
No, Ames Pet Resort is where I take Dirks. They do have TVs in the rooms and a cot.
What a
Ames
world.
Pet Resort.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then he goes to daycare during the day, so I'm making sure he's still getting his exercise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have that.
Do you walk Dirks personally?
Yeah.
Like every night?
Usually we go as a family, and if not, then once Ashley's putting Cammy to bed, I'll take Dirks around the block, yeah.
Yeah.
That or we fetch in the backyard a lot. That's our big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julie takes Brett for runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need one of those things.
I bet she does.
I just saw a video the other day where you put the tennis ball, like, in the cylinder.
And it shoots it out?
And it shoots it out,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
then the dog gets in and puts it back in, and so you don't have to do anything. You just sit there and watch your dog go nuts all day.
Dirks likes going to the 4th of July parade. We usually go to the one up in Ames.
See, is your dog scared of fireworks?
No.
My dog's terrified.
My dog's not scared of anything.
Yeah, terrified. And that's another reason I don't like my dog. Ever since she's been born, 11 years ago, she's ruined my love of thunderstorms. Because if we get a thunderstorm, our dog freaks out.
Yeah.
You need to get her some anxiety pills.
We have.
That doesn't work?
No, it probably too much. The last time
just
I gave her.
Out.
Yeah. It's like the next day she's moving a hell of a lot slower still. Like,
it's well, okay. Sounds like a positive.
Maybe
positive.
I should have not given her half the bottle last night. Maybe just.
We were trying to kill her?
Maybe one or two. So I don't believe in murder, even my own dog. But
all right. Good podcast. Does anybody have anything else? I got to go make those jorts.
You're
not making the jorts.
No, I'm making jorts. This came to my head today, and I'm.
It's funny. That is actually one of the questions I put up on Twitter here, you know, asking for suggestions what we should talk about.
Yeah.
One person asked, are jorts, are they okay for the 4th of July?
Yeah, absolutely they are.
Absolutely.
The answer is no.
By the way, I've got to – my wife reminded me because she says, this guy probably thinks you suck now, which already is the case. But apparently on Twitter, or Jay Burke said –
Oh, Jay Burke.
No, they said that they messaged me. Or something, because I said I want to go have a coffee with Jay Burke.
You don't really want to have a coffee
I'll have a coffee with anybody.
Jay Burke's a man. I love Jay Burke.
But anyway, Jay Burke said on Twitter, I believe, if I remember correctly, that they sent me a direct message or something, and I got no message. So if Jay Burke's out there
probably
and wants to have a coffee, then actually email me.
Burke's a liar.
We need to change from Jay Burke to – we need to start ripping on Ribs and Whiskey on here.
Ribs and Whiskey. Yeah. That's the guy that's threatened to leave Cyclone Fanatic like 10 times.
Yeah, 10 times, yeah.
And he always comes back.
Yeah.
And everyone else is fine, leave.
I said something to him on the forums the other day, and he said, well, you guys are probably going to make fun of me on the podcast going forward. And the answer to that is yes, now Ribs and Whiskey, we will. Well, you're our new Jay Burke. We're coming after you, buddy.
I like Ribs and Whiskey. He's spirited.
That's a decent.
He's passionate about Iowa State. I
like
respect
Ribs
that.
And Whiskey.
That's a decent.
I don't know
screaming.
If I like Ribs and Whiskey. I respect him.
I like him.
I respect him.
I think he's cool. I think he's fun.
I like how we just assume they're guys. He could be a 6-year-old female.
We could.
That's why I don't like the screen names. That's why I want to meet Jay Burke, just to see if he's an actual person and a man.
My guess is that Burke is one of those guys where once he's in front of you, he's not going to be like, oh man, you suck.
That would be classic if it was, though.
Yeah.
I'd admire the shit out of him.
You guys have completely overblown one deal in which you did not appreciate it.
What? When we were right?
No, there was more than that. It wasn't just the Prince thing. There was stuff before that.
You guys just weren't – you got to show a little tact. I know that you guys aren't very good at that, but you could.
I'm a succinct person. I get to the point. Prince was dead, and I said it.
And you want
Prince
your,
was dead.
And your dog had
when
now.
50-year-olds die – unexpectedly like that.
That are rock stars.
That are rock stars. It's pretty easy to guess that drugs are involved.
Yep, and we were right.
What was it when Ashley's grandparents, one of their grandparents died, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's what old people do. They die.
Yeah, that was Ashley's grandpa a couple months ago.
Such a nice guy you are.
I'm a realist, you know?
It's like Vince Vaughn in Old School. It's what old people do. They die.
Well, yeah, no, it's like, and you can be sad if your grandparent dies. That's a sad event. Be sad. That's fine, but don't be shocked. That's ridiculous. I mean, anybody that gets above 75 that dies, my thought is, yep, all right. It's kind of the way it goes, man. So, sorry. Sorry, Gray.
Yeah.
You know?
I just like to be a little classy.
It ain't all flowers and puppies all the time.
No, it's not.
You know?
It's not.
I think you want to live in that world, and that's not the world we live in.
I don't want to live in that world. I just, you know, I think tact goes a long way.
Whatever. All right. Listen to William's podcast with the coach.
Yeah. Plug. It'll be fun.
It'll be a good time.
Buy a house from Charter.
Come back next time for episode 85.
Yeah, that's the title of this, by the way. It's just Fawcast 84. We're going to be like UFC from now on.
Perfect.
We just label things with numbers.
I love it.
Later, Fockers.